business. So we do have right now, let me make sure, Glenn, we have from the registries, Thomas from ALEC, Kathy from the non-commercials, and Steve from the IPC.
And my bird in the background.
And the Kleiman family bird. Okay, well, let's just in terms of agenda, I wanted to get a quick update on where the team stood in terms of their work. And to briefly discuss, we have the constituency deadline for us coming up on the 29th of March, which is a week from today, and get a feel from people as to whether they think it's likely that we're going to see a response from the constituencies. And I guess maybe I'll also ask Barbara to step in there and see if the other task forces who had their deadline today, I think, or over the weekend.
Yeah, their deadline was on Friday, and most of the constituencies have asked for extensions.
Okay. So the fact that we are 10 days behind is rapidly going to become not 10 days behind.
Yeah. But most of them were predicting that they would have them in either by today or tomorrow.
Okay. And then does anyone else have any other business they want to cover on this call? Great. So let's just jump into a brief dump on where we are in terms of the data analysis teams. Kathy, do you have anything from Team 1?
Sure. I think I'm the only one on the call for Team 1. So I can say anything I want. No, just kidding. Team 1 is plowing through a huge amount of data. We didn't get a large number of responses from the, we got one GAC response, but DNIC just came in with a late set of comments at the CCTLD, and plus we've got, all the materials in the EPIC and the OECD and the Article 29 and other types of material. So we've got one person on Team 1 out there culling the recent comments for all the pieces that we're supposed to pick up from all the different sets of questionnaires. We've got someone culling the old materials that were submitted to the prior who was task force. I'm working through kind of the EPIC and OECD materials. So we've got a big spreadsheet that Tom Keller drafted the original of, and we're just going through it and mostly focusing on those countries which have registrars in them. That was kind of the cut we decided to make. As we looked at the privacy laws for the whole world and kind of, gasped, we said, well, let's at least look at those, where people in ICANN are implicated.
Right, that makes sense. Okay. Great. So Team 2, I'll just give the brief update. We have most of Team 2 on this call, which is that we have split our work into three buckets, basically, which Thomas, Steve, and I are each taking a stab at one of the buckets. I should have my initial analysis done on my portion of Team 2's work today. I think Thomas indicated he was shooting for this evening as well. I don't know where Steve stands, but we should be close to having something resembling a work product done for our analysis pretty soon, because we didn't have a lot of data to analyze in the first place. And some of our work actually had been work that the task force had done early on in terms of analyzing the WHOIS outputs from the registries and so on. Do either Steve or Thomas have anything to add to that?
Nope.
Okay, great. And David, do you have any, can you provide any comment as to Team 3?
My laptop is still warming up, so I'll have to pass for the moment.
Okay, we'll wait a moment, maybe a loop back. But so, Kathy, do you have any sense of how far Team 1 is away from having something sort of as a deliverable?
People were supposed to circulate their pieces of it this morning before this call, and I haven't seen it.
Okay.
The pieces.
Well,
so
some people aren't here either, so that's surprising.
Yeah. So I would say probably end of week.
Okay. Given that let me just jump to the next topic, which is constituency statements. Are the various constituencies proceeding with developing their statements, even given that we don't have a lot of data analysis to present at this point? And are they, I guess I'd be curious to see what they're doing with regards to the other task forces too. I know that Task Force 3 has released some initial results, but I don't think I've seen anything comparable from Task Force 1, and their deadline has already passed. So I suppose that the constituencies would be no more blind with regards to our work than anyone else's, or at least Task Force 1's. But
this is Steve Metallitz. Even the Task Force 3, you know, interim report or whatever it was, didn't really have very much in it.
Sure.
We, because the Task Force 2 deadline was delayed, we prioritized 1 and 3 within the intellectual property constituency. So we'll have those, I mean, they're on our out on our list now, so we'll have those probably Wednesday or Thursday. But we were working on the 2, but as I said, because 1 and 3 had an earlier deadline, we prioritized those.
Sure, that makes sense. Does anyone else have any thoughts as to where their task force, I mean, their constituency stand in terms of preparing statements for our task force, at least?
This is David. The registry constituency is working on it, but it's pretty slow going. I wouldn't want to venture a guess to when it'll be done.
Okay. And the non-commercials, or... I guess the ALEX actually already submitted some comments as part of our data gathering as well. Is that supposed to be a statement, Thomas, or is that...
We're going to be somewhat more specific sometime this week.
Okay.
I hope there is a first draft, but that still needs discussion.
Can I ask a question about that? Since ALEX is not a constituency, are they submitting a constituency statement, or...
Let me say we are submitting remarks, input, pick your word.
Yeah, I don't know. Barbara, do you have any sense of what the bylaws anticipate in that regard?
They don't really, they aren't clear on the topic, and we've been, for all intents and purposes, treating ALAC statements as with the same gravity as constituency statements. I think if there's an issue about it, we probably need to take it to council to ask for a more general opinion about it, because it sort of impacts more than just the work on this task force. I personally think that they're among the more considered statements that we get, and so it'd be a lack to not have them included. On the other hand, they are not actually a constituency, and so you have to sort of weigh whether they count in the public comments or in the constituency statement period.
Right. Okay. Well, I would probably lean towards regarding them with similar weight to the constituency statements as opposed to just public comments, just given that it is an attempt at least to coagulate some thoughts into a more considered statement. But I think it's probably a worthy issue for the council to consider at some point in the not-too-distant future, just because we're running into issues in the PDP that are not clear, I think, in the bylaws, and it would be useful for us and for future PDP processes as well probably to have some clarity on some of these issues. So
yeah.
I would just ask, you know, either you or Glenn to maybe raise that as a future topic, or maybe, if we get to the point that we're having another report back to council in terms of our results, we could raise the issue as well.
Yeah, I would actually suggest if you wanted to communicate with the other chairs of the task forces,
mm-hmm.
and see if there's perhaps a joint statement that you could make to council about requesting clarification.
Sure. Okay, and then Kathy, do you know? Can you just provide any color into where the non-commercial stand in terms of a statement?
Yeah, we've got one task force statement out, one task force statement that we're working on that's not our task force, and so we're kind of queued up. It's in development. So I'm happy to say it's actually gotten that far for development.
Right, so it sounds like there's progress being made. So,
But actually, I mean, from the people who are developing it would be interested in the results of the different teams because, you know, we, more than any other of the task forces, have materials that came in from... I mean, we actually overall kind of got a good amount of responses to the different questionnaires, not from any group in particular, but overall. So we're looking to the teams to see what kind of data is coming out and what the interpretation of it is. That will certainly help us.
Right. I guess so. The question I would raise to everyone is: do we want to try to push the data analysis response in such a way that we get something out? I mean, at this point, it's going to still be close to the deadline, but prior to the deadline for submission, which would mean probably we would need to have submissions from the teams by, you know, within the next couple of days, so that we could, you know, get that circulated out by the end of the week, and that would still only leave the weekend essentially for constituencies to consider and respond by our deadline. Although, you know, it sounds like it's not a sure thing that we're going to get responses in by our deadline in any case.
Jordan, can I ask a question? What is the process? Once the data analysis team comes up with its product, then what happens? Is that simply posted as the work of the team, or?
You know, that's an interesting question that also is not, I think, anticipated. I mean,
no.
the PDP doesn't anticipate
right.
that really there's any data gathering or analysis done at all by the,
right.
but it's supposed to all be done prior to this. Or I think there's a built-in implicit assumption in the PDP that's already done in advance.
Right.
So I would say we could handle it either way, whichever. It would certainly be more expedient for the teams to simply post the work and have it disseminated, but I would understand, and I think I had actually mentioned in the past that it might make sense to have the task force as a whole sort of vote to accept the work in order to make, since there isn't representation of all the constituencies on each team, to make sure that each constituency is happy with the sort of analysis work done by the various teams. So I would probably suggest that the work gets submitted back to the task force, and we could either have that consolidated into a sort of mega report with all of the data analysis, or we could just simply have the task force vote to accept the analysis and then post it. But I would suggest it's probably wise to have the task force at least, you know, have some action to accept the work of each team.
Well, if that's the case, then I think we probably won't be able to get this done before 29th. I'm not sure we could anyway, but that puts another step in it. And I guess one suggestion I would have, and I know the IPC is thinking about doing this on its Task Force 1 and 3 statements, is to have some kind of state, you know, caveat in there that, you know, if as more data becomes available, the constituency may modify its position based on the new data. Because obviously, as we, I mean, it's kind of self-evident, I guess, but I don't think that the intention of the PDP was to lock the constituency into a position that it can't modify.
Yeah, I think that's the case as well, and I think further that just given the situation like we have where a large amount of data is going to be coming in, perhaps even after the constituency deadline, that we
yeah.
do have further opportunities, even if we get to the point we've made initial policy guidelines and we see a lot more data coming in during the public comment process, which I expect will probably be the case, that there's more room for refinement, I guess, even between the interim and the final constituency reports. Task force reports as well. So I think, you know, there's definitely an ongoing opportunity for constituencies to revise their opinion in regards to data that's received on an ongoing basis. So given that, it seems like there's no, I mean, we still ought to have individual teams probably endeavor to have their work done as soon as possible, so that as we start to receive responses from the various constituency statements, that we are able to begin actual policy recommendation and consideration, which I'd like to start, ideally speaking, next week, but possibly the week after that. So it seems like the course of action is still to encourage teams to put together their initial data analysis, consolidate it, and send it back to the task force for consideration. And my goal, I guess, would be to have on our call next week to have all that done so that we can discuss and accept the reports of the various teams as a task force, and then get that published out for consideration by the community.
Mr. Tabin, I finally, I believe, found the status of the group number three, and it appears that that we never divided up the work of analysis of the eight replies that we have, and I've sent out a message asking whether we can get the work on that right away.
Okay, sure. I will try to individually contact some of the other members of your...
It's myself, Milton, Wendy, and Nicholas.
Right. Okay, well, I will we'll try to motivate some of those people to get a little more active, and hopefully we'll get Team 3's work done as well prior to... But so I'll send out a note to for the large number of people who are not on the call to make them aware that our goal is to be considering accepting team reports on our next call a week from today. Does that...
Can we set a time by which the team report should be posted so people can have a chance to review them? It doesn't have to be a long time, but just...
Yeah, I would say, why don't we say by the end of this week? Does that make sense?
But it's Business Friday?
Yeah. It sounds like maybe in Team 3's case that may not be quite as practical, but I think they've also got the smallest amount of work, so hopefully they'll be able to get that done. Okay, does anyone have any other comments or business? Otherwise, we'll wrap this up and let everyone go on with their week.
Sounds good.
Okay, thanks everyone, and I will send out a note just summarizing the need for rapid action by the teams this week. Thanks.
Thanks,
Jordan.
Okay.
Thanks, Jordan.
Bye.
Bye.